A big Hollywood disaster movie blazes onto screens and scares the heck out of audiences. The fear factor is palpable. Soon the pundits are arguing over how real is it? Writing for the Washington Post, Wolf von Eckhart says, as this newspaper's film critic put it in his review, the film reflects fears that are not totally unreasonable or unfounded, and it may be socially useful to get them out in the open in this spectacular form, rather than dismissing them out of hand. We're joined by NPR's Bob Mondello. Bob, I should point out that Wolf von Eckhart wrote that 30 years ago, and it was about The Towering Inferno, which was a movie about a fire way up in a skyscraper. But, of course, it could have been written today about The Day After Tomorrow, which is a film about global warming that opened this weekend across the country. Do you think we actually expect Hollywood somehow in these big disaster flicks to be accurate, scientific, something?
Well, Hollywood gets some things right in a way because photography does. Because when you look at something, you accept it as real. And recently, of course, special effects have made things that are completely impossible look totally real. I mean, I don't really have a real great idea of what space aliens look like, but I feel like I do because I've seen them in movies. So I guess on some level, we just sort of accept things when we see them on screen because it looks right. Because it looks plausible, and so we sort of accept it.
Now, in 1974, when that quote that I just read was written, why were op-ed pages concerning themselves with this movie, The Towering Inferno, and tall buildings?
Well, I guess we were kind of afraid of height because we had just built the World Trade Center at that point. I think it opened its doors in 1970. And the fantasy of this horrible thing happening up high was terrifying in an interesting new way, because clearly with the World Trade Center, things had gotten much taller than we could ever climb up to. I remember vividly from Towering Inferno the scene of firemen climbing up, and as they got up to around the 12th or 13th floor, they were just exhausted as they were coming up the steps, and then they got a little bit higher and it was completely impossible. And that was almost as scary as any of the notions of the fire up there.
Now, just 5 years later, something else was scaring us, and the movie The China Syndrome was released, and that was about a nuclear power plant melting down.
Yeah, and nobody really bought the idea until a week later when Three Mile Island happened, and all of a sudden you had a nuclear meltdown at a major power plant on the East Coast. And I think audiences accepted it as if it were somehow the actual story. Here's how it must have happened.
Here's how Three Mile Island happened.
Yeah, and it was one of those things. I can't imagine that the China Syndrome would have gone on to win Oscars and all that kind of stuff if it had not had this incredible accident of timing. It's a nice, taut thriller, but it's just kind of silly, really, in terms of what anybody was saying was likely to happen at a power plant.
Now, if you go back to the 50s and the 60s, the movies that came out in the immediate post-World War II era and during the Cold War, that was also scary, different kind of scary, but very scary.
Yeah, the films like Failsafe, or more particularly On the Beach, where you had this mushroom cloud spreading all over the world and basically wiping out populations. And both of those came from novels. And so did The Towering Inferno, actually. All of these things, I mean, actually the movie that we've all been talking about this week, The Day After Tomorrow, is also based on a novel that was kind of regarded as silly, and that when made bigger somehow seems more plausible to people.
Now, that's the nexus not of movies and politics, but of movies and science.
Right.
And there, this particular movie and all of the writing about it that I've seen from the point of view of science has just sort of tremendously exaggerated the possibilities of global warming,
right,
the coming of another ice age, and so on, with these amazing pictures of the Statue of Liberty's hand sticking out of the water.
And out of the ice after that. You know, the idea of this picture and other pictures is to make you think about these ideas, as Wolf von Eckhart said back then. And it obviously does that each of these times. It gives you a feeling that you've been there, that you sort of understand what the basics are, and maybe how to do something about it. And in each of these pictures, they give you a sort of an apocalyptic view, and then you have to kind of figure out, okay, how do we avoid this?
So, a good thing, A bad thing or just a very entertaining thing?
The latter. It's so much fun to see these movies. This movie is absolutely ridiculous, and you're saying to yourself, I mean, talking about The Day After Tomorrow, you're saying to yourself while you're watching it, well, the plot doesn't really make any sense, and the characters are all sort of ridiculous, and then all of a sudden, all of the windows pop out of the Empire State Building, and it's so cool. It doesn't matter about the rest of it. It's a popcorn movie, and it's great fun.
NPR's Bob Mondello. Bob, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.